From the shores of the Colorado River on the beautiful Parker Strip, you're listening to the Parker Livecast.
This is Tough.
Hey, Tough. John Wright.
Hey, John. How you doing?
Hey, pretty good. You know, yeah, we just had so many people asking. I didn't know there would be this many people that were interested in it. But man, there seems to be a lot of people that know that sign, you know?
Yeah, well, over the years, the thing just got, I mean, I was getting asked questions about it. I'd get friends, family members, people, work people, acquaintances, and they'd drive by and see it and they'd call me.
Yeah.
And just to ask me if that was me, you know?
Well, you're the only Tough I know.
Yeah, there's not too many of us around.
Yeah. When did you start getting called that?
When I was about two.
That young, huh? And do you know why? You know the meaning of it?
Well, my dad told me that we were at the boat races and stuff, and the sand was so hot, I'd walk around with a real mean look on my face because the sand was burning my feet.
So that's why you were the Tough guy.
I guess. Just kind of stuck ever since.
Well, hey, so people have lots of questions about this. Do you remember what year it was? How old were you guys?
Yeah, it was 1972.
Okay.
And I was 17, I think.
Mm-hmm.
And Ken was 18.
So Ken was your old buddy, who I believe is no longer with us, right?
Correct. He's a lifelong friend.
Yeah, so you guys stayed friends all through the years?
Yeah, and we met when I was 10.
Wow.
At the river.
Oh, at the river.
Uh-huh.
So did you guys both live in different cities at the time?
Yes, I grew up in Inglewood, and he grew up in Orange.
Okay. So you came out, met at the river, and then I guess, so 1972, you guys are really only teenagers then?
Yeah, there was actually five of us that were. That went down there to paint our names on the bridge.
Do you remember when it was? Do you remember when you did it?
Like what month?
No, I just mean, I guess the month is kind of interesting too, because I guess it would be a summer thing, right?
Well, I think it was kind of like the end of summer, because it wasn't real crowded up there. I'm thinking it was more like October or something.
Mm-hmm.
And I remember it was a Saturday night, and it was, oh hell, it might have been 12 or 1 o'clock in the morning.
Wow. And were there other names on it too, or was it just the two of you guys?
No, there's Ken and Tuff. And then we wouldn't. Ken's younger brother was there, and another very, very close friend of ours, which is still with us and partner in the river house with me now. They put their names right on the end of the column. So if you're driving by, you could look, you could see it.
Okay.
There was a fifth guy, one of our neighbors at the river, but he didn't put his name on the bridge, and he was up on top of the railroad track yelling when cars would come.
So how did you guys get there? I mean, you must have been able to climb up or down somehow, or
we took back then, you know, the grade was real, real low.
Uh huh.
So we took we had a dune buggy. We took our dune buggy in there, and we brought an 8-foot ladder. And Ken is the one who actually painted, because he was a lot taller than I was.
Mm-hmm.
He painted Ken and Tuff, and then I painted the River Rats.
Oh, so the River Rats with a Z underneath.
Yes.
Yeah. People say to me, it must have been some really good paint, because the fact that it's still around is kind of amazing.
It is. And what's another funny deal about that paint is one of our neighbors at the river, that was the color of his house. We went down and stole his paint, and we painted that on there, and we didn't tell him until like 5 years later.
Wow.
And yeah, that's right. That paint is still on there.
You know, it's funny. We just had this guy from Corona last year painted the words Idiot Rock. Did you see that on the side of the rock upriver?
Yeah.
And people really hated it. They thought he was very, very wrong for doing that, and he got into trouble and all that kind of stuff. But Ken Tuff has been there so long, I think it's sort of become legendary in its own way. Like, if somebody did it now, they'd be prosecuted for it, but it makes you think about how over time things change, or I guess back in the 70s it was a different river too, you know what I mean?
Yeah, and that's also property of the railroad, so, you know, I don't know how much they're
yeah,
trying
yeah.
to clean it up or anything, but Yeah, that's very true. Now, I mean, I can't even tell you how many people. I've been at Roadrunner before, and my son usually brings it up. He goes, have you ever seen that on there? And one of the bartenders in there goes, yeah, because she lives in Big River, and she sees it every day.
Yeah.
And my son goes, well, this is tough. She starts taking pictures of us and stuff, you know.
Right. Yeah, because it is really famous. Like, you can't. Anytime you say Ken Tough, everybody knows what you're talking about. They don't know that it's the people. In fact, when I put this thing up, I thought it was Ken Tough, like Tough was the last name of Ken or something like that.
Exactly, and I've gotten that before, too.
Yeah, it's funny. It's almost a signpost now that lets you know that you're in Parker. Some people even, I don't know if you know this or not, but some people tag their social media photos from the river. They'll put hashtag Ken Tough next to their pictures because... You know, it's kind of like people know where it's at and they know. And so you still have a place out here? You still come and go from the river all those years later?
Yeah, I've been coming up there since 1965.
Wow.
I was 10 years old.
Yeah.
And yeah, this is our third house now.
Uh-huh.
And I'm partners with my cousin and Mitch.
Right, so you got the house here. Now, do you still live in the L.A. area or no?
I live in Orange.
Oh, okay.
Orange County.
Tell me a little bit about your buddy Ken.
We started out, when we first met, we were really into motorcycles.
Uh-huh.
And when we got a little bit older, our parents let us race. So, and me and Ken were really, really close. And once we started racing, that's why we put River Rats up there. We had River Rats painted on our helmets and all that kind of stuff. We stayed very close friends until he got married. I mean, we've always been close friends. But, I mean, we lived together and everything before that. And then once he got his wife and everything, we always stayed in touch. You know, we didn't live that far apart.
Right.
Matter of fact, we even kept going to the river together off and on.
Mm-hmm.
And unfortunately, we lost him in 2012 to prostate cancer.
Yeah, I read about that. And I got about probably 10 emails about that.
Yeah.
And never really knew that. Yeah, it's really sad. So I'm sure you miss him.
Oh, big time.
Yeah.
We sprinkled ashes on the river and everything for him. I even went up and put a little plaque under his name on the bridge. And those messages were probably from his wife or his kids.
Yeah. Oh, I've had everyone contact me now since I put this up. All I did was post a picture of the Ken Tough and
I saw that. I'm not on Facebook or anything, but I saw that. People are texting.
That's good.
And Ken's wife, we started texting back and forth.
It's pretty cool. Well, I have to tell you this, man. I put this out on the site, just last week, and the reaction was immense. Everybody knows about Ken Tough, and people who knew Ken and who knew you all told me the same thing. They all said you guys are some of the nicest people they ever met. And so I wanted to let you know, too, there seems to be a lot of love out there for you.
Yes, there is, and I saw some of it, and it's really great. I mean, the people have been unbelievable. I would never thought when we painted our names on that bridge
that it would be there so many years later.
Not quite that long, but
yeah, it's really crazy. Hey, thanks so much for jumping on the phone with me, Tough. I appreciate it, and I'm glad you're still around out there, even if your buddy Ken has had to leave us.
Yeah, thank you very much.